This is TWiT.
8888-ASK-LEO. That's the phone number. 888-827-5536. Toll free from anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. Jim in Oceanside, California is next. Hi, Jim.
Yes, sir. How are you? Let me speak to you here.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
I want to talk about my wife's iPhone. It is a 6S, and it has version 13.4.1.
Yes.
And 32 gigabyte capacity, and she is constantly running out of space on the phone because it apparently keeps pulling old pictures back from somewhere and dumping them back on the phone.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I need more space.
I need more. 32 is so small. Apple no longer sells 32 gigs, probably for this reason. But you can fix this. You can easily fix this.
He doesn't need 3,800 photos on
I agree.
Either. And I keep taking them off, and we use iDrive, so they go up to the cloud there.
Right.
So, and it seems like all they want to do is just sell you more iCloud space.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the goal. How can we get them to buy more cloud from us?
Exactly.
So you want to look at your iCloud photo settings. That's where all of this happens. So it's in the photos. If you go to settings on your iPhone and you go to photos, not iCloud, but photos, you'll see there's a setting called iCloud photos. And it's probably turned on. Automatically upload and safely store all your photos and videos in iCloud so you can browse, search, and share from any of your devices. Now, there's two ways that you could do that. One is you can have just like you'd expect, the originals on your phone. The other is to optimize phone storage. Now, you should see which one you've got turned on. Optimize phone storage saves space on the phone because instead of putting the full quality original on the phone, it keeps that in the cloud.
Sure.
And uses a suitable resolution thumbnail for your phone.
Compressed, yeah.
Yeah, thumbnail. But even that may be too much for you. And the fact that you're getting, like, you delete stuff and it comes back means iCloud Photos is turned on. So I would turn if you've not tried Optimize, try it, because it's aware of the space on your phone. And so it may end up saving you some space simply by going, she doesn't have enough space, let's delete everything. But if that's already turned on, if you're already optimizing and you still don't have enough space, then I would just completely turn off iCloud Photos. But what that means is you'll have to manually move photos off of the phone. You're iDriving it, which means you've got the photos, the originals on iDrive. Another way to do this that's maybe even easier than manually deleting them, which you can do, if you use Google Photos. And some people don't want to because they don't want to give their photos to Google or whatever, and I understand that. But if you use Google Photos, free service, it will do like iCloud. It will upload, but it won't upload originals. It'll upload JPEGs of all your images to the cloud. And then there's a setting in Google Photos that says delete everything they've already backed up. I don't want it anymore.
Right.
So Google's doing it a little differently. Instead of keeping a thumbnail on your phone, they think that, you're going to go to Google Photos. There'll be tiny versions of the photos there. If you want to edit one or save one or share one, you tap it. It'll then download it from Google Photos, and then you can do stuff to it. So it's a little bit of a different philosophy. The nice thing about having the Google Photos is now you have two backups. You have iDrive and you have Google Photos.
Sure.
Two's better than one when it comes to backups. Always is.
That's right. So we're on the iPhone. We're in Settings. iCloud.
Not cloud. No. Go to Photos, not iCloud.
Oh, Settings directly to Photos.
Yeah, that's, Apple has so many darn settings now
It's
gotten hard to navigate. So if you go to Photos, now does it say your iCloud Photos is turned on? I'm sure it is.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Your settings.
Because if it's turned on, that's why when you delete something,
iCloud
it's going,
photos.
Oh, yeah, let's turn it on.
iCloud Photos is off.
Okay, good.
So
I'm not sure why it's coming. It's downloading it still. It shouldn't do that if iCloud Photos is turned off.
Shared, okay.
It shouldn't be interested in restoring. So I'm not sure where else to look.
That's kind of what I thought, because I think I made it to that far to turn the thing off.
But, yeah. And then at that point, if you delete a photo, it should stay deleted.
Yeah. We've done it a few times. That's why
weird.
I'm calling, is because it gets exasperating. That's, I've done it multiple
that's
times.
Totally exasperating, yeah, because you're trying to save.
That.
Yeah, I don't need this photo. Why are you putting it on my phone? Even a thumbnail takes some space, so it's.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's not worth, if you know you've got it. So my fear now is if you put Google Photos on there, back everything up, and then use the setting in Google Photos is delete everything you've already put in the cloud. It will do that, but maybe Apple's going to go put it back again, which would be very annoying.
Well, I have
not sure why it's doing that.
Apple Photos just as much as I love iTunes, which is why I use an Android.
but we have to keep our wives happy.
Exactly. Okay, let me go see what I can.
So that's what's happening. Is Apple, in its infinite wisdom, and Apple is quick to tell you it has infinite wisdom, is restoring them. You're deleting them, and it's going, no, you want those. I'm surprised that iCloud Photos turned off, because that is the normal way it does that. Make sure also if you have My Photo Stream turn on, then that's right below it. Would My Photo Stream? Yeah, it might. You know what? Because it might treat your phone as one of the endpoints. So turn that off as well. That's a system that allows you to have your photos automatically go to your Apple TV or friends or stuff like that. We're going to put the support page, manage your photo and video storage on your iPhone from Apple, up on the website, techilabs.com. It's Apple support document 205703. And it seems to have the same thing I just told you. So I don't know. I don't know where those photos are coming from. It's so confusing. So now Knox Harrington is saying you should have iCloud Photos turned on and then set it to optimize. I agree. In that case, you will automatically back up to iCloud. That's nice. And it will reduce the size of anything left on your phone so that you don't run out of space in your phone. That's Apple's, you know, Apple thinks it can do a better job than you can of managing your space. That's letting go and letting Apple do it. Knox Harrington in our chat room says that might be the best way. So yeah, since you had it turned off, try turning that on. It's very good. I'll be honest. Apple has not done a good job of communicating this, but that's so Apple, because Apple thing, and I am not knocking Apple. I use a lot of Apple gear. I am looking at my iPhone 11 Pro Max right now. I gave them a lot of money for that, so I appreciate it. But you have to understand, if you're in the Apple ecosystem, you have to understand Apple's mindset on this. We know how this stuff works. We know the right way to behave. We understand there's pain in our users. For instance, users who say, I've talked to people in the past, said, I filled up my iPhone, I need to buy a new one. So Apple's solution to that is, well, let us manage it. Let go and let Apple. Let us manage it. We know better than you how to do this. For experts, you know, that can be frustrating and confusing. For normal people, probably that's the right way to go because they don't have to think about it. It just works. That's their motto, right? It just works. It just works the way Apple wants it to work. That's the problem. And if you want it to work any other way, you might find it difficult.